Wednesday. It's June 27th. This is Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice in for Gemma Gaudette. There is much to talk with Boise Fire Chief Dennis Stone about this day. You'll notice that fireworks stands again have begun selling the pyrotechnics across the region, and we always want some clarification on what is legal and what is potentially lethal. Chief, it was nearly 3 years ago to the day that I was heading to this very studio at 3 in the morning, driving down Park Center Boulevard, and I saw a near-perfect line of flames racing up the foothills, and I thought, this is the nightmare. This is it. This is what we have always feared. And indeed, it was a fire that was triggered by illegal fireworks.
Yeah. I had that same weight on my shoulders, and it was right near my home. I live in Harris Ranch, so it was coming towards my home, and I had that same thought. But you know what? Our firefighters did a great job that day. They put themselves between that fire and our homes, and they saved countless lives and homes that day. We lost one home, and we did lose a garage, but they did an incredible job, and we didn't lose any life that night.
And then the investigation led you to fireworks.
Illegal Roman candles set off in Table Rock, and we went after them, and we charged them for that fire.
Well, here we are again.
Yeah.
And we've had this conversation many times. We know for a fact that illegal fireworks are sold in Idaho. People sign a waiver saying they will not ignite them here, but we know they do. And here we are.
You know, we have a lot of conversations every year about the law and what's legal, what's not legal. What should we do to change the law? And today I want to change the conversation. Okay. It's clearly illegal. What are we teaching our children? What are we doing in our community? What type of people, what type of Boiseans are we being that we drive outside the county, we purchase illegal fireworks, illegal, clear. We perjure ourselves that we're not going to set them off. We drive them back to Boise. Then we say, you know what? My personal freedom, my right to have fun outweighs perjuring myself, breaking the law. I don't care about my neighbor who may have a child with sensory issues. I don't care about my neighbor whose dog is having difficulty. I don't care about the foothills. I don't care about my neighbor's right to have a safe home. Because really, that's what we're doing here. And I just want Boise to put a mirror in front of themselves and just look at what they're doing and look at what they're trying to teach their children. Is that the type of Boise we want to be? And I don't think we do. And I think it's time for us to stop arguing about the laws, stop arguing about our right to do this, and think about what we're doing, what type of person we're being, and what type of Boisean we're being when we set off illegal fireworks.
And I know that you've done quite a bit of heavy lifting on trying to close or change the loophole that allows this. But what I'm hearing you say is we need to have a bigger conversation.
Let's do. Yeah, well, we can talk about all day whether it's legal or illegal. It is illegal. That is very clear. Whether you can sell them or not, maybe another debate. But I want to change that conversation. I want to change it to really, is that the way we want to be? Is that what we want to do? Is that the way we want to act? Is that Boise kind? Is that what the way we want to teach our kids that it's okay to perjure ourselves and not care about our neighbors and do something illegal?
Can we talk about what is legal and safe and sane?
Absolutely.
Help us out with that.
Yeah. So there's some they're branded safe and sane, and you know when you go to a fireworks vendor whether they are or they aren't. But some examples of things that have explosive materials, if they fly in the air, if they leave the air, if they explode, those are illegal fireworks. Okay. And anything that leaves the ground or explodes really is kind of easy to tell. But the rest of them are marked safe and sane.
And the stands that we see, for instance, here in the city, I'm assuming that those are licensed and they're okay. Their products are okay. Yeah. And but also I'm also assuming someone's checking them out.
They are. We go to each and every one. The Boise Fire Department does, and we inspect them. And everywhere in Boise city limits, they're only safe and sane. Sold here.
What is the 4th of July like for a firefighter? You've worked in every station in this city.
I have. And it's a mixed bag, right? When you're a firefighter, we have fun going on a lot of calls and putting out fires. At the same time, we're going all day long, and it's tragic to watch somebody's home burning down because of the carelessness of others, and it could be prevented. To watch a little boy's hand get blown off. And we don't like that, and we want to help and prevent that from happening in our community.
And I'm guessing that you're more than anxious to encourage us to go to Ann Morrison Park.
That's where I'll be. Yeah. I love 4th of July. I've been called an anti-American and a lot of, throughout this, and I get it. I like to have fun, and I like to celebrate, and I want to celebrate our country. But I'm going to go to Ann Morrison, and I'm going to sit back, and I'm going to let somebody else do it.
The professionals.
And it's free.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to go spend thousands of dollars on illegal fireworks. I can go right there and let professionals do it and have a good time.
Okay. We're talking with Chief Dennis Stone of the Boise Fire Department, and we would love to hear from you. You can communicate with us via email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. On Twitter, use the hashtag IdahoMatters, or you can comment on our Facebook page, Boise State Public Radio. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about a bit of news out of your department this week, some history-making news.
Yeah, we promoted our first operations female captain. Ashley is an incredible leader. I knew from the time that we hired her that she was going to be a leader. She's worked her way up the ranks, and we just promoted her to captain this week, and it's
excellent.
Pretty exciting.
And you had a ceremony at one of the stations?
Yeah, we had a badge pinning yesterday. We'll have a more formal ceremony with all of our promotees here in the next month or so.
Well, Chief, we've talked a little bit about recruitment, and particularly women in the department. Can you talk about that? I know that has been an effort of yours for a number of years.
Diversifying our department has been one of my number one goals, you know, from race, religion, LGBT, females. We need to reflect our community, and I'm doing everything I can to do that. We have Ashley was the second female that we had hired. We had the first one retire, and she was the lone female for a while. We're up to five in the Boise Fire Department. We have a recruit academy coming on with another female. So we're making strides, but we have a long, long ways to go. And I want anybody out there to listen, especially a little girl, to know that you can be a firefighter. And it's important for that little girl to see somebody, to see that role model. When Ashley, I watched it, she came out of a fire not long ago as the company officer, and she had all her gear on. She took it off, her helmet, and the eyes of people of, oh, my goodness, and little girls running up to her. And that's what we want, and we want them to know that they can be firefighters someday, too.
Recently, you told me about a, if you will, an off-the-record conversation that you had with the women in your department.
Well, I brought them all together, and I just, you know, as the leader of this department, I think we're doing a great job. I think we have a great culture, but I wanted to know. And so I brought them all together, and we closed the door, and I just said, tell me. How are we doing? What is our culture like? Are we, are you being treated with respect and kindness? And every one of them said yes, that we have a great fire department, that I think their pants fitting was the number one problem they had, and we'll fix
it
that.
It turns out, what, the uniform manufacturer?
Yeah. The manufacturer doesn't make female cut pants, so we're going to have them altered.
Okay.
So we'll take care of it.
Wow. And we should also mention that with the construction of some new fire stations and the renovations of other fire stations, they have included facilities to accommodate women.
We are. That's one of our primary goals, especially with the bond that we have updated our fire stations to accommodate everyone.
Mm-hmm. How many folks are in the department right now?
We have about 300.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just talk a little bit about recruitment. I said, or you said that you would like, obviously, to diversify that. But how does that work? What works best? Word of mouth? What works best for you?
I'd say our number one recruitment tool is the 300 firefighters we have.
Yeah.
When they go out and they tell people, almost all the females we've recruited have been firefighters working out at a gym and saying, hey, have you thought about being a firefighter? They're our best recruitment tool, and we continue to use them, and they know our goals too, and they're supportive of those goals. We also work with Boise State and the Athletics Division, Girl Scouts of America. We did a Fire Ops 101 with all the Girl Scouts just recently and brought them in so that they can see what the job's like.
Excellent. Well, best of luck to you next week. I know that it's might be your busiest week, you and your colleagues. And all that said, a happy Independence Day to you.
You too.
Thank you
Be
for
safe.
What you do. Be safe, and we always appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
He is Chief Dennis Stone of the Boise Fire Department. And this is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News.